I'm ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, am I ready? Yeah, thanks for waiting all this time. Thanks for your patience, it's appreciated. So we're going to Pyramid Lake. I don't know.
You're asking me to use a program I never used before.
Wait, okay, first you followed directions and it worked and we were recording.
Yeah.
And then you didn't follow directions and then it didn't work and then we weren't recording. And then I fixed it.
Okay.
And then you were like, it's not like you don't know how to use it. You do. You got it right the very first time. And then you just were like, didn't care about getting it right again. And you had really directions that you actually got right the first time. No, you never figured it out. So, you know.
Yeah, no. The problem came in, though, was when I was trying to record the second clip, it started recording from the beginning and not from the place that we were at.
Oh, yeah, that's because you have to make sure the marker is at the right place.
Oh.
Which is why you have to click the button and make sure the marker's at the end of the track.
The marker.
But then also you had the volume up, and so it's feeding back. There's just a lot of stuff going on that, like, could have been easily resolved, but just could have been prevented. Wouldn't have even needed to be resolved.
It's hard.
Prevention.
To teach how to do this when you're driving. Anyways, yeah.
Cool, got it. So it's my fault.
No, it's not.
That's the exact word you said.
It's not anybody's fault.
You literally said, "Oh yeah, it's hard to teach when you're driving."
It is.
I get it.
Is it not hard to teach?
Well, that's
because you can't be.
But why would you say it's difficult to learn?
It's hard to give directions. It's hard to give directions.
Why would you say it's difficult to learn? Why would you say
it's also difficult to learn?
Yeah, but that's not what you said.
So it's not that it's difficult to, like, it's because it's hard to communicate is what I'm trying to say. It's hard to communicate with each other when one person is obviously, you know, having to focus on the road. That's
also not what you said.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but you said, oh yeah, it's difficult to teach.
I chose.
Wow. It's like if two people, if one person's job is to ride the horse, the other person's job is to feed the horse.
I actually totally miscommunicated that because, yeah, what I meant
and,
is it's difficult
to communicate. And the horse doesn't get fitter.
The first thing I said was not accurate.
But you see what it sounds like, right?
Of course I do, yes.
Someone has a joint project, like feeding and watering a horse. One person feeds the horse and one person waters the horse. And the horse doesn't get fed or watered, and the person that, I mean, doesn't get fed or ridden, and the person that was, like, supposed to ride the horse just blames the other one for not giving it water, and the person that was supposed to give him water blames the other one for not riding it. So it's like, both sides are right or both sides are wrong, and either way, that's not, the point is not that. The point is, if you're trying to explain the difficulty of a situation, you can explain it as a whole instead of pointing out one person's.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did afterwards because I
realized.
That's
weird.
I didn't even realize that
It's like
did that
weird.
Initially.
It's like not only weird and blamey, but it's also like not like a subconscious tactic to avoid accountability.
I didn't mean it like that. I could see. I get what you're saying. I just want you to know that wasn't my intention. I could see how that's a subconscious thing that I could be doing, but it's really not. It's really like I'm not coming from any sort of place of blame. Like that's really not what I'm trying to do.
Is he blame to blame? Yeah, that's
like,
good.
Like, it's just my, like,
yeah, no,
it's just
I know,
my subconscious,
I know. I'm not,
and habits. It's
right,
not,
and,
like,
and I know it's not, like, a, it's not, I know. I know you're not, like, consciously, I'm not saying you're a bad person or, oh, you're doing this to get me or, I'm not, like,
no,
saying
it's,
that.
It's just like, it's like when
I'm
you,
just pointing out
it's like when you yell at me.
Observations.
It's not that you're mad at me or anything. It's just, like, it's just, you know, it's just how you are, right?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, she's being real. Now she's doing. Now she's going deep psychology.
Oh well, no. I'm just trying to get us.
She knows the people. She knows the people are listening.
I'm just trying to get us to understand each other.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know that one time you like put my hand in the toaster?
Aaron, you think all this is bad? We're all human beings. I'm just trying to have an open discussion. Yes.
Now that the mic's on, she wants to have a reasonable, rational, logical discussion.
Why not? Now that the mic's on, I'm always trying to have a reasonable, logical discussion. Yeah. It's just people get emotional. That's it.
You see how this all started, right? Because I just brought up an observation of you blaming another person when you're both doing something.
Sure, that's
and,
a valid
and now
observation.
You're like, oh, well, ha-ha, bop, dop, cha-ha.
What do you mean? What? I literally just said we're all human beings. We all, like, I want to have an open discussion about this and compare very equal struggles. These are equal struggles. I'm not saying one is better or one is worse. You see what I'm saying? They're completely equal.
Do you know what doesn't seem equal?
What?
The amount of miles they say I'm getting out of, for the battery.
And the amount you're actually getting.
And what I'm actually getting out of the battery.
Huh.
Just from, speaking of observations about like different perspectives, the perspective that the Tesla supercharger station was giving on me on what I had to drive on and what this is saying. This is saying in 72 miles, we'll be at 15%. But it said 240 miles last night. Remember that? When we charged and we had the in and out.
Yeah.
240 miles.
Well, maybe like supercharging the battery is actually a scam. Like maybe, you know what I mean?
No, I mean it's just charging. It's just...
Oh.
Oh yeah, so we're doing a podcast. Should we do the intro? Oh yeah, you gotta play the intro. You forgot to play the intro.
Oh.
Oh no, do I have to show you how to do that? Oh, we'll put the intro in later. Well, right here is where the intro will go. Ready? Of how beautiful is this 15 minutes outside of LA?
That's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, people are tripping. LA is like really like the thing is, it's not LA though. Like California is freaking beautiful. Like it's crazy. We're taking the non-beautiful drive because we're going through the agricultural valley. But this part is at least beautiful. But like the coast drive, the Pacific Coast Highway, in the like late springtime is like so nice. This isn't the Pacific Coast Highway. This is the mountains into the valley.
Okay.
Which is still cool, but it's not nearly the level of amazingness that is the late spring Pacific Coast Highway. Like, I was almost just going to take it... I don't want to talk too much about my plans on air. So we'll have to change the subject, but we'll talk off air. So I guess we'll get into it. This episode is about basically how we've entered the second millennia and how this is the 24th year of the second millennia, right? It's 2023, so it's second millennia AD based on the Gregorian calendar. It's year 24. And 24, well, 2 + 4 = 6. Oh, I guess there has been two other sixes. This is the third six. There was a six. There was the first six, right? Like 2006.
Okay.
That's six. That's the number six. And then there was 2015. That's 1 + 5. That's six also. And now there's 2024. And then 2 + 4 is 6. So this is the third six, right? See how like every decade approximately, which is, that's also a weird thing, right? Like, because if you look at the math of that, this is why Matt, like, yeah, so I'm guessing, I haven't even done the calculation yet, but just based on mathematical theory, I'm getting, should we go to Pyramid Lake? Yes. Yes. Yeah. For sure, right? For sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a giant science is Pyramid Lake.
Imagine driving past that and not going and then regretting it forever.
Do you want to hear something, like, insane?
What?
Well, I've driven this road probably, I don't know, 30 times, and I've only stopped once, and I didn't even explore it.
Really?
Yeah, because I was so, like, unaware. I was so, I was all ego. I was just all ego and inner ego and just like, oh, man. Katya.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, come on. You gotta know we're stuck. Are you holding the computer too? Because we have a lot of breaking.
Yes. No. I'm actually like I put the computer in a way where it's not gonna fall.
You should look at.
Whoa.
Look at that.
What?
Look at that lake.
What?
It's crazy, right?
Whoa. I feel like I just drove into a dream. That's so wicked.
What?
That looks crazy.
It looks crazy, right?
Yeah.
You wanna go jump in?
Yeah.
You wanna jump in the lake?
Can we? Is it cold? How cold is
it? Oh, it's fucking cold. Fee area limited access. Uh-oh. I guess we'll just pay the fee. Whoa. That is pretty wild, right?
In 500 feet, turn left.
All right, let's exit and end this trip. We can't go too far from the car, though, because we got, like, a bunch of valuable stuff everywhere. Oh, no. Okay, let's talk to this guy. Fees. It's $15. Ooh, it's 15 smackers?
It is 15 whole big dollars.
Is there swimming?
You can't totally swim.
Is it freezing cold?
It's not that cold, but it's not like the hot. But you know what though? It's kind of a hot day, so you want to get in the chiller water.
Should we just do it?
Yeah,
all right.
So you have till 6 p.m. though?
6 p.m.? Oh, yeah, we'll be out here before then.
We'll try to make the best of it.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Can we check to see what time the shoe store closes?
Yeah.
Just to make sure, and see how far it is from here. We just need to double check one thing. It's gonna sound really materialistic, but she really needs to get shoes today. So
oh, hey, dude, that's
we might not be able to go to the lake.
Well, can I ask?
No, I'll close at 8.
North.
North, like to like.
So like, San Jose, Santa Clara.
Oh, like far north.
Yeah.
Well, you guys might have a drive. Sorry.
Yeah, it might be like 3. I think they close late though. What time?
They close at 8.
They close at 8? And how far, how many hours from here?
It's froze. I hit directions, but...
I want to be the one to say, dude, you're already driving a Tesla. You can't sound any more materialistic. Just kidding. I'm so sorry. I hope you do that kindly. I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
The service here is not good.
I don't own it. I just like this quiet. I do. It's really nice.
I don't, though, because I'm sitting here in the kiosk waiting to hear
it's,
your car.
I have one bar. I have one bar.
What does it say?
I have one bar. It's not loading.
She has one bar. It's not loading.
Yeah, as far as service, it's not the best right here. Definitely not in the parking. If you guys want to go to the visitor center, if anything, too, if you guys are just looking for like, a quick stop off the road, the visitor center is open till 5. So if you do a U-turn here, they're going to be...
But there's no swimming there.
No.
Because you're up in the hills.
Yeah, I mean, you can go take a nice picture and say you're in the lake.
8 p.m. How far? It's 3 p.m. 4, 5, 6, 7.
I don't know. It's your.
I don't know either.
Sorry.
Well, at least we're not like burning gas. Why we check?
But,
yeah.
I mean, if anything, like I said, you have till 6.
It's 300 miles. That sounds far.
Where'd you guys leave from, if you don't mind me asking?
LA.
Oh, yeah, so you only just started.
It's 4.5 hours? No, that's a different one.
Are you even still gonna make it now? Right. I mean, there is. If you guys want to go swimming, go for a little bit. But that, you know, is gonna take.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm actually glad we didn't talk about the Easter egg we found in the Tesla just now. The life hack Easter egg. But it is true. Like, Elon does seem like he might really be a cyberpunk. Like, he might legitimately be, like, a fucking cyberpunk. Like, just, like, he might just be like, fuck it. Like, you know what? Like, this is all ridiculous. Like, a little valley. That's cute. See it? Oh, Hungry Valley. Well, that doesn't sound very bountiful. Hungry Valley. Is it the name of this place? It sounds... Oh, it looks like a Hungry Valley. Why do they call it Hungry Valley? Well, this is where we took the engines and didn't let them leave, and they got real hungry. So it's Hungry Valley. Ooh. So what'd you feed them? Well, we fed them beer and Spam. Ooh, ooh, that guy looked like... If beer and Spam was a person, it would be that guy. Did you see him? He looked like the embodiment of beer and Spam. Which is fine.
For some reason, a lot of Americans do.
For some reason, I've been seeing a lot of these new vehicles. Rivian?
Rivian?
Yeah. They're all electric.
Yeah, they look very electric.
I've seen them around a lot.
They also kind of look Chinese.
Why don't you ask Grok? Grok will tell you.
I will.
So what? You will?
Yeah, I will ask Grok.
Grok knows. So yeah. So basically, should we pause this? Because no one's saying it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can't. I mean, it's search right now. No, it's actually an American electric vehicle manufacturer founded in 2009 with headquarters in Irvine, California. Maybe that's why you've seen them a lot everywhere. The company is known for its electric sport vehicle... Sorry, electrical sport utility vehicle and pickup truck. Why did it go? Oh, okay. As well as its plans to expand into more affordable electric vehicle segments in the future. Okay, great.
That's great. Wow. Well, that's.
Yeah. I mean,
sounds real great. 60 chargers. 60 available chargers. Whoa. What's this one? Alright, that says 250 kilowatt max, 37 an hour. This one is 250 kilowatt max, 40 an hour. The fuck?
Should I pause this? Or...
Pause what?
This. I don't know.
I thought you said you stopped it.
I asked before, you. Before, no, but then I was playing again.
What were you recording?
I don't know. You got me recording.
Alright. Are we going?
Yeah.
Where were we, Kat? Catty? Chatty, Catty?
I don't remember.
I bet this is still gonna be like.
We're gonna have to cut out a lot of this.
Yeah, like, cause your voice is really low. So.
Oh.
It's either I just have a conversation. Or, like, you speak up. You know what I mean? And let your voice be heard. Those are the options. This is the most acidic, sparkling one. A real twist and real squeezed fruit. Spindrift. Oh, we've added a little lemon essence.
That's all they had to offer in terms of sparkling beverages.
Scam. cheap ass can, some light ass aluminum. California still giving 10 cents for the cans. Yep. California CRV, 10 cent a can. I'd like to get AI to do that.
Do what?
Collect all the cans.
Like, collect the cans? From where? Recycling bins?
Collect the cans from the damn cans. From the trash cans. Cans from the trash cans.
Cans from the cans?
Do you know what I want to... Yeah.
What?
I have an invention for Tesla, or for anybody. I don't know if I want to say it on the air.
Oh.
Like for the clean, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at it. Mm-hmm. And it's something to do, and it's like a dollar.
Yeah.
Or two, I don't know, whatever.
Yep.
Yep, got it. But I'm thinking about just installing it. Like, I got the money, I can have them manufactured. And just putting them in. Seeing what happens.
Putting them in, like, without permits, you mean? Or
yeah. Oh. See, they used to reward that. Like, it used to be if you put something in that's useful and doesn't cause a disturbance, you can basically, like, get your permits retroactively. Like, you can apply for permits once asked. It's like an ask and don't deny sort of policy. Like, oh, do you have permits? No. Well, you have to get permits to be in compliance. Here is your warning to come into compliance. And then the other person has to decide, do I want to comply with this order? Right?
Okay.
Or do I want to, you know, escape the matrix, basically. And in general, complying with the order is the way to go.
Got it.
Got it.
So. Well, if you comply with the order, everything else kind of remains easy for you, so.
Well.
Otherwise, you make things really difficult for yourself.
Like, I don't know, like, in the case of this, like, idea of this invention, like, you could classify it as, like, a small business thing. Like, it's really, like, if you don't comply, then they'll force you to go to court. If you don't go to court to hear your sentencing, they'll arrest you and take you to court. Right? So that's the deal, you know? It's like either play nice or you don't get to play at all. Which I'm like, kind of like, okay. You know? What are my options?
What are my options? This is not sounding like... Oh, no.
Tessie mad. Well, this vehicle's trying to pass me is a thing, but it's like there's not enough room. Oh, I'll just go for it. It's alright. I mean, I'm going, I won't say how much over the speed limit already, and this guy is. Oh, the Florida Suburban. This country's so shady. It's all so weird. Like, when I was in the Starbucks, I looked and I saw a receipt, and it was for a birth registry.
What?
In that county we were in. It was like da-da-da county, like birth registry.
How weird to find that in the trash of a Starbucks.
You know what else is weird about Starbucks?
What?
They don't keep milks out anymore. They don't have milks to put in your coffee. And I said, wait a second. Where's milk? They're like, oh, we'll give you some milk. And I was like, well, that's not what I asked. I mean, sure, yeah, I'll take some milk. But also, it used to have... Non-fat, 1% whole and soy. Anybody remember when the soy and the milk were out for free?
The self-serve counter?
That was the times of abundance.
Uh-huh.
And I said, wait. You literally have no milks out. She's like, is that a problem? I'm like, no, that's a question. Not a problem, question. Okay. Well... Ever since COVID, you know, we had to pull it for COVID for safety. And I was like, well, it's after COVID. She said, yeah, it's after COVID. And I was like, so where's the milk? COVID's over.
Just never put it back?
Yeah. The policy, she's like, Well, I've been here about a year, and it's always kind of been that way. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, so this is what I'm talking about. Like, the system in a lot of ways is getting tighter. The margins are getting smaller. Like,
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things that happened after, like, during COVID that people didn't want to change after it was gone. They're like, well, I'm comfortable.
Something fucking happened. Like, a lot of the money is missing. A lot less freaking money. Like, you think Starbucks is not putting the milks out because they don't, like, because, you know what I mean? Like, they, I'm sure they would love to, like, be, have the milks out. Like, it was part of what made Starbucks cool. Because
right.
It was one of the first places where you go there and you get your coffee. Because originally it was just like, yeah, it's coffees, you know? And you get your coffee and you put your milk and you go to and you go to work or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And now, I mean...
I mean, there really is a feeling of, like, scarcity around the world right now. Not everywhere, but...
I think it's weird that, like, a lot of people are so unaware of so much. Like, so unaware of so much.
You think it's programming?
Well, I, like, everything's programming.
No,
did
yeah.
you see that van? It had, like, four giant antennas coming off of it.
The Florida Suburban?
No, not the Florida Suburban.
No, I didn't see that van.
Florida First Suburban had no antennas coming out.
I didn't catch either of them that much, really.
Anyways, yeah, so, you know.
I wish I was more aware of my surroundings. I'm at least aware of how unaware I am, and it's, like, kind of scary, but I think most people are not aware of how unaware they are.
Are you aware of what time it says we arrive at?
Yeah.
Are you aware of what time the shoe store closes?
7 minutes before that. But that's with the 25-minute charge at that place. You know what I mean?
That's all, yeah, but it's without a jump in the lake. We're gonna go jump in the lake at sunset. It's a reservoir, but it's a beautiful reservoir. So, I guess you just have to get shoes some other time. Right?
Just kidding. I don't know. Honestly, yeah, I just, like, There's two things I would like to do in the next few days. One of them is buy shoes, and one of them is buy jeans.
The lady was like, I would take the sunny swim in the lake over shoes. You sounds pretty materialistic. Oh, no, yeah, no, it's a long story. It's really these shoes. It's a deeper level of shoe here we're talking about. Also, you know what? You're gonna put the New Balance on and be like, I feel retarded in my old shoes.
I know. I've worn New Balances before. I know how comfortable they are. I know. I understand. It's like you're not even walking on anything. Makes walking feel really nice. I know.
Makes walking a breeze.
Well, I've tried them on before.
Oh, wow. So, you're familiar with the footwear.
No, I know. It's just you're telling me this, like, I don't know what I've been doing. I know what I've been doing. Like, I know what I've been suffering with. I've just been, like, fine.
Are you suffering with the volume level that happens when you're talking? Versus when I'm talking?
Yeah.
It's going to make it real difficult for people to hear the whole conversation.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk
and it's
loud.
It's even pointed towards you.
Yes. Okay, I'll talk loud.
But you're,
this
like,
direction.
Up you like this.
And
you're like, ah, nah. Is that how you talk with microphones, Katya? Like, really? And it's like, I don't know, it's like I bring it up, like I brought it up before in this recording. And you just, like, shrugged it off, and now I'm bringing it up more.
I'll talk in this direction from now on. But I feel like it's still quiet. Like, I think I have to yell at it. I just have a... I don't know. I don't like yelling. It makes me feel weird, you know?
We're not stopping at that Chargers. If you want those shoes, we gotta skip the Charger.
Okay.
So we gotta power through for 3 hours? It's only five? This drive's way longer than I remember it being.
It's crazy that the speed limit is 85. I feel like you could go faster on this road.
85 is as fast as you can go without maybe getting pulled over. Even 85, you could get pulled over. Probably won't out here, but like 15 over is pretty good. Like, we're in the passing lane. But also, autopilot's not working. It, like, stopped working early on this trip. Let's see. So I gotta go like this for 3 hours. I gotta touch a steering wheel for 3 hours. My God, what am I? What have I regressed into becoming? I'm not trying to wheel it all fucking day. You know?
Trying to wheel the whip.
Not trying to whip the Tessie. Oh, you got that fucking plastic water.
Yeah, it's the only water I got right now.
I don't understand why we didn't get water.
What do you mean?
Well, we're going on a road trip. Where's your water? Your water's not full?
I finished it. I drank it all.
Getting real dry out here.
Yeah.
It's getting, look at this, look at that, look how desert. Where's the Fertile Valley? Fertile Valley was gone, right? Oh, it's this car thinks I'm drunk.
Yeah.
It's like, it's beeping at me. Got lane detections. It's good that does that though, actually. It keeps you, actually when you drive well, it doesn't do that. Like, right, like, see, we're good. Mm-hmm. Poles in half, sides of beef. Oh, Western Cattle! Did you see the sign?
Not really, because the van was coming in.
Oh, no. It was way before the van.
I didn't look at it at that point. Yeah, I only looked at it when you mentioned it.
What were you looking at?
I don't know. Either ahead. I don't know.
Ooh, ahead, backwards, or side to side?
Either ahead or at the screen.
Either ahead or at tails. You got this thing all... Oh, my God. Oh, well, Kati, I can't be swerving like that. But you know what I say?
What?
Better to be swerving than perving. You know what I mean?
Man, I wish I had gotten a book out of the back. So
there's one right here. I got one right here. This is the best one, actually. Oh, we should listen to the audiobook, actually. We should see if it's on audiobook. Well, actually, will you speak up and tell people what book that is?
So, this is Collapse by Jared Diamond. How Societies Choose to Fail or Succeed.
Collapse. Whoa. I don't have auto drive on, Katya.
Oh.
What's it called?
Collapse by Jared Diamond.
Yeah, this phone, I...
You want me to do it? Here.
Thanks. Yeah, saying we're supposed to get off the road in 69 miles? Whoa.
Oh, here it is.
Look at the exit number.
3-6.
3-6.
Here.
You got it?
Yeah, should I play it?
Sure, yeah. Well, we gotta stop the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stop the podcast.
Should we?
Yeah.
All right. All right. We're gonna stop the podcast.
All right.
All right. Cool.